Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, to get us going on this Wednesday, 28th of October. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Isn't that the song that was voted as the happiest or something? Or the
happiest song ever.
Or the most upbeat or something.
Yeah,
or
when you take into account the lyrics, the tempo.
It was all science-y stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, it works out as being, if you were to break music down to mere algorithms, Jim, it will be broken down to be the happiest song ever written, yeah?
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was actually singing in here, croaking on like an owl lad.
Don't Stop Me Now from Queen, here at Classic Hits. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. Amanda's back.
Hey, Amanda, how's
she? She's back. Her and Si, her dodgy nerve.
Oh, her sciatic back. Oh, jeez, Amanda, how are you getting on? You all right? Jeepers.
So she's back. Not her back, like she's back, if you know what I mean.
As long as your back is back and it's okay, then it's back.
Absolutely.
We're all happy.
Lots of people wishing the old happy hump day and all that sort of stuff. And Jerry's been on. No, not Jerry, Gary. Bonnet say he went to bed last night at 8 o'clock.
Good
in
man.
Order to get up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Good man, that's what I do every
stretch.
Day. Every day.
But he says he's wrecked from all that cycling. Remember you were talking yesterday about your cycle.
You saw the 90-minute
your sleep cycles.
Your sleep cycle. Well,
you got a fair few in there.
You did. Good man yourself. Don't you feel refreshed? No. Let me know.
Yeah.
He says he feels wrecked. I don't know how you did that.
I didn't sleep a lot last night now. I had a fierce broken sleep.
Do you know what happened to me this morning? So I couldn't get... You know the way some days your head just be a bit too heavy? Do you ever get that? And support your neck because your head's a bit too heavy. Do you ever get that?
Oh, right, okay.
And I couldn't find a comfortable position in the bed at all. I woke up probably an hour or two. And everywhere I put it, my head was so heavy, it was digging into the pillows.
Yeah.
Anyway, the alarm went off and I did something I never do. I hit snooze. And then I just flopped back on. And whatever way my bloody head flopped, it was comfortable. I said, oh, Jesus. Oh, it's the first time I've been comfortable in about an hour. And I was lying there going, oh, no, how am I going to get out of bed now? I've been trying to find this position for the entire night.
Didn't want to let it go, obviously.
I didn't want to let it go. The problem was, I was putting the pillow too close to the top of my head.
Right.
Making it heavy. I realised it needed a bit stuffed into the neck. I took the weight out of my head. And I was there, oh, jeez, why didn't you just say hours ago? Oh, anyway.
It's great. It's good that you got to that sort of revelation.
For 10 minutes.
Early in your life.
Yeah, for 10 minutes, yeah. yeah, early in my life.
Finally discovered it.
Half of it left, if I'm lucky.
Anyway. 087-188-0008, birthdays on the way. I tell you, they're all pretty much heavy hitters today. That's Mark Morrison, of course, returning the Mac here at Classic Hits. 14 and a half minutes past six. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Wednesday, happy hump day to you already. Happy hump day, huh?
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's great.
And 28th of October. October's nearly gone.
It is. It's nearly Halloween.
These are things to be grateful for, you know.
Well, yeah, we're looking for the little things, aren't we?
Absolutely.
It's the little things that, take your mind off the big looming umbrella of Corona. Doom.
Joan has been on. Her mammy is celebrating her birthday today. Lily Byrne, known as Lily the Pink.
Go on, Lily the Pink. Happy birthday to you.
Have a guess what age she is.
Oh, gee, well, granny, is she?
Yeah.
All right, I'm saying you have to be careful here. I'm going for 77.
92.
Good Lord.
92, Lily Byrne. Happy birthday to you.
And don't look a day over 77.
Not even close. Not even close. Right, are you ready for the birthdays officially?
Yes.
The old celeb birthdays today. As I say, all big hitters, I think, today. Little selection for you, starting with the one and only Bill Gates.
Bill Gates?
Is he still the richest man in the world?
I don't know. I think Warren Buffett might be the richest.
Right, okay.
The richest man in the world.
Yeah, he's the richest man. What about the richest man?
I think it might be Bill Gates.
As well?
Yeah, now that you've asked me that question, too. I don't know, actually. I've said it loads of times in this show. The only thing I really know about Bill Gates is that he's wealthy. Than gravity.
Yeah.
That he makes money faster.
Have you watched that thing on Netflix about him, Inside Bill's Brain or anything?
Oh, no, I didn't know there was something on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm tempted to watch it. I know nothing about Bill Gates, right, other than his association with Microsoft or
that's,
whatever.
That's it, yeah. That's about the height of it.
But, you know, the trailer makes it look like he's actually, okay, it's easy to do when you're a billionaire or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it
looks as though he kind of, is very much into sort of, listen, we probably should sort out the world. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
We should probably, And all these things about, I think that may have been made, that program may have been made long before the COVID thing ever was
happened.
Spoken about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And in it, there's all this, it was like there were it was already acknowledged by you know the brains of the world that something like this had to happen sooner or later.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So he's into that sort of future proofing against world. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably he's stopping people making into surplus store. Billions upon billions upon billions of assets would be one of those things. Like, he's got so much money, he laughs at Ronaldo's bank account. If he's on Ronaldo's bank account, he'd be like, is that all you get?
Yeah. Poor lad. Football. How do you live on that?
And you're the most well-paid for football. That's all you have. Oh, my God.
Mind you, apparently he does absolutely throw money at charities and stuff.
Yeah. Again, I would love to know the percentage, right?
Yeah.
So, consider to be like, yourself, you know... Like the average person who gives money to charities or is involved in the local charities, and all, I would say the percentage they give is probably greater than the percentage he gives.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
I have
looking
no
at
idea.
The figure, you're going to go, "Grand! Oh, whoa! He gave what billions?
Yeah.
Oh my! He makes money quicker than gravity." You know, I don't know.
You're a very hard man to please.
I'm very
what
cynical.
A grumpy old man you are.
I'm very cynical when it comes to rich people. It comes with not being able to buy your own house. I'd say Bill Gates is, 63.
Not bad, 65.
Okay, because he always 65. He's been around forever, right?
Yeah, I would have assumed he was older. But there you go, 65, not bad. Right, on to the movie stars, Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, yeah, there's something about Julia Roberts. I'd love to hang out with you. She's one of those people. She's got that Tom Hanks...
You think
soundness.
She'd be, yeah? You think she'd be dead on?
Yeah, I'd love to. Do you know what I'd love? I'd love to go for afternoon tea with Julia Roberts and give out stink about Bill Gates. I'd love that. Now, I'd
you
love
know,
that.
I'd still think my favourite Julia Roberts movie is Notting Hill.
Brilliant movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
obviously,
I agree with you totally.
Pretty Woman was huge. Aaron Brockovich got her a lot of credit.
Definitely
great movie.
Great movie.
All of those kind of things. But I have to. Notting Hill is
just brilliant. Isn't
just
it?
A great movie.
It's just remarkably cheerful old isn't romp,
just,
isn't it?
Isn't just,
it is. It's just a cheerful old romp, and I really enjoy it.
And that's the kind of thing. Now watching that, it would make you think like she might actually be sound.
Sound, yeah.
She might be.
I think that's what it comes. She comes across as great crack.
Yeah. So listen, Julia. You know what I mean. If you're over,
you know what I mean?
Give PJ and myself a shout.
Wasn't there a thing that she was hanging around with an Irish taxi man? Remember that story that went around for years?
Really?
Yeah, that she came over on holiday and she met this
lad. You say hanging around.
No, yeah.
You mean romantically?
No, not at all. Quite the opposite. She used to go stay with the family and everything, apparently.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They were just really good mates.
Is he one of these celebrity taxi drivers that drives all the stars? Is it one of them?
I don't know. It's the truth. I don't know. But I think it was a man in Dublin. That was the rumour for years. And then she would come over and stay in the gaff and all.
And what was the gaff? A three-bed terrace in
the
suburbs?
Yeah, it was a pretty normal house, yeah.
Right.
And when she was heading off somewhere else, and they became very good mates. That's the rumour anyway. I don't know if it's true or not.
I'm going to believe it.
It's very Notting Hill, isn't it?
We may have written the script for a new movie there.
Yeah, I know. Well, there you go. Yeah. What would that movie be called? Gee, bro, where would you start?
Well, it depends on what suburb they were in.
Jules Le Taxi.
Yeah, yay! Yeah. Not bad. Right, Julia Roberts, stick an age in her.
She's 50, she's 55.
Oh, not bad, 53.
Ah, fast.
53, right. Pretty good. Right, sticking with the actors, Joaquin Phoenix.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Now, which...
Like, he's
brilliant. The Johnny Cash lad.
He's Johnny Cash, the Joker.
The Joker?
Yeah, he's Gladiator. He's the, the Emperor and Gladiator.
I didn't think that the Joker character would be topped the Heath Ledger version.
And it really is.
But to be fair, he's
isn't
a, like, that's dark.
It's dark, man.
Joaquin Phoenix version
is... Oh, it's so dark.
He's not a lad you'd like to hang out with.
No, he's not. I wouldn't like to hang out with him. Way too intense.
That scene on the bus, though, I think is fantastic. You know, the scene on the bus with the kid. He's kind of playing peekaboo with the kid.
Oh, yeah.
In the seat behind. And then all of a sudden, starts manically laughing.
Yeah. It's like, mad, isn't it? He's got like Tourette's or something. And he loses
Tourette's
his
there.
Marbles. We all have Tourette's.
We all have Tourette's this morning. Say,
but he's absolutely... He's amazing in that movie.
Unbelievable.
It's so disturbing. I felt dirty after. I had to wash myself after watching. It's a hard watch.
It is a hard watch. What age are you going to stick at him?
I'm going to say he's 40. He's 43.
Oh, 46.
Why did I say
46? 46. Right, okay, what about this? Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. Are you allowed? When you say Caitlyn Jenner, are you allowed to say formerly known as or anything? Because that's, isn't there that dead naming thing?
There is, yeah.
That you're not supposed to even refer to it ever having existed in the past.
I think you're right. I don't think you're allowed to say
former whatever.
A fella who was in the Olympics, whatever his name. What was his name?
Bruce.
Bruce. I don't know if you're. I mean, here we are saying it now, so I suppose. I don't think you're supposed. But anyway. Bruce Jenner.
We appear to have wandered ourselves down a cul-de-sac.
I think this is living proof that we're not really sure what the rules are.
Yes.
You know, quite exactly. Happy to follow them if we knew what they are. Don't know what they are.
Which, to be fair, for, you know, middle-aged men, how would we know what was going on?
Yeah. In fairness.
But anyway, so Caitlyn Jenner, that's about all you were allowed to say.
It was one of my mates was saying this, that they have a family over in Sweden. And one of the kids came out as trans, you know.
Right.
And the grandfather, now, he'd be in his 70s now. And they were trying to explain it to him, you know. And they were like, you can't say him or her, you can't do it, you have to say them.
Them, yeah.
You know, what? It was called what? It was a them, you have to call them. You can't say him or her. Right. And anyway, they were in the thing, and everyone, and he goes, he met her around the kitchen. I goes, how are you, Don? Don. Oh, jeez, you weren't listening, Dad.
How are you, Don?
Yeah, how are you, Don?
Oh, fantastic.
That's what you meant with, yeah. She's like, what? Don, is it? Well, I got that, mate. I'll just make it to you. So Caitlyn Jenner, I'm going to say, is...
Not that young now.
No, I mean, 70s maybe, 73.
Yeah. Oh, 71.
71,
yeah. And let's give you one in the bag anyway to finish with, right? Because this is a significant birthday. So it's one of the zeros. And you know the way you're a huge motorsport fan?
Yeah.
You love your Formula One.
You're get every time you do this to me.
Bernie Ecclestone.
Oh, he's a fair age now. He's
a strange looking character.
Very strange character.
I mean, yeah.
Head is better designed than the cars.
It's like that's the, he's the grey haired midgety guy.
That's the fella, yeah.
Short guy.
Yeah. That's your man.
Bernie Ecclestone, yeah. Always seems to have an extraordinarily tall and beautiful
lady hanging around.
Close by.
Always, yeah.
Mm. Or has had up to now.
Yes, he definitely has. Probably still does, in fairness to him.
Co-owner
She's
of QPR.
She's only there to open the bottles of champagne. QPR, yeah.
Lift him up to the bar.
That's it. Sits on her shoulders. Give me a bag of the crisps! That's it beside on her shoulders. I gotta say.
Right, significant birthday now, so I'm definitely not a young man.
Oh, then he's 90.
Yes, he is.
One in the onion sack to finish.
That'll do. Well done,
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy your packet of crisps today, Bernie.
Yeah, it's the boss, of course, Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. Independent Women from Destiny's Child, just ahead of that. Margaret's been on. Obviously, Margaret, a big fan of the boss. Margaret Dunley and Fermoy. No, did I get that right? Margaret Dunley and Fermoy.
Yeah,
that's right, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
For some reason, I was a bit... Or is it Margaret Fermoy and Dunley? But anyway, no, Margaret Dunley and Fermoy. But she wasn't on about the boss this time. It was about the fact that she looked up Bernie Eccleston's missus, right? You know the way we were saying that he had a...
Yeah.
Penchant for...
Oh, yeah, for people who
like,
are...
he's 90 today, bear in mind.
I know.
His missus...
Yeah.
44.
Shut up.
44.
Shut up.
44.
Like,
what first attracted you to the multi-millionaire?
4 foot tall Bernie Eccleston.
He is like the Monopoly man.
I know, he is. It's exactly what he's like. Ah, stop it.
Fair play to him.
That.
Oh, wow.
I know that, Sarah, ageism and all, you're not supposed to care. That never happens to fellas in their 90s.
Yeah.
Who are on the
Exactly. Find a bricky or a plumber or a Sparks or something at 90 who's gotten a 44-year-old stunner as a missus.
Find a lad, you know, a lad who just has angina and all and a regular job and he's retired, he's in his 90s or he does a bit of security up the credit union. and he never does as well. He never does as well. That's all I'm saying.
Fair point. Right, check this out. Trasa's been on. You'll like this. This will be right up your street. Gentlemen, I have to do a very proud of myself moment. I got back on a motorbike for the first time in years yesterday.
Oh my God, you're tall. It's music to my ears. Congratulations.
Wrote my last one off a long time ago. Oh my God, had forgotten how effing amazing. But now be careful of the language, right? We're very conscious of foul language around here, aren't we?
Yeah, we have to.
I mean, we don't appreciate that around here, do we?
We like to get it out of the way nice and early around here.
You are a terrible, terrible, terrible influence on me.
I am.
You really are.
I said that from the start, I know.
I am hanging on by my fingernails here.
Never said a bad word in about 27, about 30, whatever it is, 50, 60 years of radio he's been on. Until he was paired with some
English. So we're, like, careful now. We'll, you know, no foul language.
No.
Trasa, okay?
Yeah.
Grand. But amazing. Again, thanks for keeping me and all the units entertained every morning. During the whole COVID stuff. I don't know who the unit are that Tras is talking about here.
Sounds
but anyway,
like superheroes. And now one of them's on a motorbike.
It's amazing. Tras, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Glad you're literally back on board.
I'm back on a bike every single day at the moment. In typical...
It's because your generosity knows no bounds. This man, now he's too modest to admit this on the radio. But he actually gave his car to a friend in need,
I'm not modest. I'm bitter. I turned up.
We are going to have to work on your PR stuff, right?
Yeah.
When I put it out there that you're modest and you do a lot of nice things and you don't like to talk about it, you never come back with the truth.
Oh, right. Yes, you're right. Yeah. It's not bitterness. It's not the fact that. My ex-missus, who we're very good friends though, who she was in a car crash, and I was like, listen, take my car, I went up to the crash scene and everything. And everybody drove away from the crash scene except for me. And I haven't seen my car since. It's nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that. So listen, I'll walk home, will I?
Yeah.
Hello?
Don't worry, I'll walk the dog back.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But at least you're rediscovering the joy of your motorbike in its absence.
Ah, yeah, like I was getting on it still, like a lot of the time, but not, you forget the joys of it. You forget the joys. It is a gift, it is, getting on the motorbike.
Also, can I just point out
that... I'll be saying that in January now, we'll see, but at the moment.
Stu has had one of the best, you know that predictive text thing that happens sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Can be a bit awkward.
Oh, yeah.
He's had a belter. He was texting in, WhatsApping in for the Hitbit today. And he signed it off, Stu from Cockroaches.
Mm.
Right? It was meant to be Cork. Stu from Cork.
What? That's an amazing...
his predictive text somehow ended up with cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Bizarre.
This is amazing. There's people in Cork.
I wouldn't eat a stew from cockroaches, to be honest with you.
I mean, I wouldn't eat anything like that. No, sir. No, thank you very much.
Oh, dear. Oh my God! Who's this? Somebody's just... D has just texted in to say Bernie Eccleston became a father again earlier this year.
Oh, jeez.
He's 90.
Imagine having a teenager and you're 113 or 100 and like whatever. 100 and whatever, 4. And you have a teenager in the house.
That's some going.
Asking your... even your missus there, she's 44, she'd be going, like, she'd be dealing with a teenager, 50 something, 50 odd, 57, she'd have a teenager.
Yeah, I think I upset Peter with me maniacal laugh.
Did you?
Yeah, oh my God, that laugh was more creepy than the movie. I was just trying to make a point,
we've called him Joker Jim in the past.
Come here, Bernard the Trucker has gotten to the bottom of your famous story about Julia Roberts.
Oh, right.
He says, lads, Julia stayed with famous driver, and this is the thing that was at the back of my mind. Remember I was saying it to you, is it the famous guy that drives all the celebs around?
I didn't know.
It said, with famous driver Mick Devine in Palmerstown.
Right.
And Bernard the Trucker grew up beside Mick Devine and actually met Julia Roberts outside Mick Devine's house in Palmerstown.
So there was truth to it. Mick Devine isn't a taxi driver, though. They've exaggerated the story.
Maybe not a taxi. I don't know.
Like,
but he does do the kind of exclusive
transport company kind of thing.
I don't know. I'm saying yes to things. I have no idea.
Ah, yeah. He does, he would do all the transport.
Mick then, do you?
Well, I've been lucky enough to have sat in a couple of his cars.
Oh, yeah, over the posh... sort
over my career.
I hear that. Yeah, one minute he's getting sympathy because he lent his car to somebody, the next he's telling you how he was being chauffeur driven around in limousines. Unbelievable.
Talk about giving back with one hand and ramming your nose into the pool.
I thought you were different, man.
Well, that was your fault. I eat artisan cakes on odd time, like.
By the way, somebody claiming that Jeff Bezos, is he the Amazon guy?
Oh.
Or is it Bezos? Bezos, whatever. Anyway.
Bezos.
Bezos. That's it. Could be, yeah.
Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
Jeff, yeah. He's apparently the wealthiest man in the world, according to Marcus.
Right.
Worth over $100 billion.
That's outrageous. Like, in fairness, if you took 90 of them off him, would he really notice a difference in his life?
That's probably very true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just saying. There's fellas out here had to...
Actually, there's quite a few people texting about that, the richest man, Jeff.
Bezos.
What did you call him?
Bezos.
Bezos.
I don't know, though.
Yeah, we'll take that. That'll do.
Yeah, that'll do me.
Anyway, listen, okay, we can't...
100 billion quid.
We can't...
I walked home for someone else's car crash. I'm just putting it out there.
Why, was Mick Devine not around to chauffeur drive you home, no?
No, he wasn't. I didn't have his number, or Julie Roberts. I mean, I'm so hard done by.
Anyway, listen, we may not be able to put you into the realms of Jeff Bezos, or whatever his name is, but I tell you what we can do. Why don't we round up the hit bit?
Yes.
It should be 2000 and, what, 60? No, or more.
Well, hold on
or
a minute.
2000...
2110.
It should be.
Yeah.
Today, on a Wednesday. Tell you what, look, let's not get into it. We'll sort it out later. Right.
Well, I'm literally watching, this is happening, right, as I'm watching, and I can see Mike just typed, I got it wrong, and then deleted it.
Right.
And now he's written, ha ha ha, I made a balls of it.
Come on, calm down with the language, will you?
That's the, oh God, I beg
unbelievable.
Your pardon. I'm reading it. You just don't give me cue cards. I'm like, Anchorman, don't give me cue cards. 2,120 quid.
Right, perfect.
A bags of it, he's corrected it. I made a bags of it, he's corrected it.
Too. Excellent, well done, Michael.
So there you go.
We don't need any more of that foul and abusive language. Ooh. Sullying the airwaves.
So we don't have to round anything up. He's done it by the mere course of just getting it right.
Right.
Unless he's
okay, still
well
then there's
to.
Nothing really we can round it up to. 2,120.
Yeah, that's what it is today.
That'll do. That's what we're going to play for on the hit bit in about an hour's time.
I'm sweating today. It's one of those days I don't know what's going to happen.
Also today, we're back on the trail of the exclusive PJ&JM Classic Hits hoodie. Good score yesterday, 11. Not a bad score, but in fairness, very beatable. So we'd like to get you involved in that. And what's going to be the order of the day today? Oh, your name. That's it, Jay, your name. We're going to go on the search for those kind of names that really, you know, people wish sometimes they just didn't have.
How do you mean?
Right.
What's this about?
Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what happens normally after the show. We discuss what we're going to do the next day.
Yeah, I couldn't be. I wasn't listening, man.
And we agree on it. And then the next day arrives and PJ's forgotten all about it.
I was starving yesterday, to be fair. Starving.
Okay, I'll tell you about it now.
Names?
Yeah.
This should be fun. What is it again? Second names is...
Starship, we built this city here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Happy hump day, Wednesday, 28th of October. Good to have you with us. Thank you, as I say, for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Obviously, loads of people already very much on the old money trail with the hit bit. Somebody called Liz Bell in Clondalkin has WhatsApped 1,600 times.
Good Lord.
To have a go.
There's someone that is pretty convinced they have the right answer. Yeah. My God.
There's a chap called, is it Glenn, I think? Or maybe not Glenn. Maybe it's, anyways, somebody Lennon, nearly 900 WhatsApps.
Japers.
People
I mean,
desperate to try and get their hands on our cash.
Oh, well.
Anyway, listen, that's still to come. That's before 8 o'clock. But we have ended up talking a lot about money. There was a couple of fairly wealthy sorts in the celebrity birthdays today. Bill Gates, Bernie Eccleston, the Formula One impresario. So big, big cash floating around. And then we ended up talking about Jeff Bezos and all that, who, according to a lot of people on the text, is officially the wealthiest man in the world.
Officially the wealthiest man in the world, according to the text. So I've gotten to the bottom of it.
Right.
Done a little bit of digging. Found in the Financial Times, they've got this article about
you just happen to
people.
Have a Financial Times.
Yes.
Well, you get it all the time, don't you?
Of course I do.
Because you like the colour.
Look, I love nothing more than finding out what I don't have in the world, Jim. So the old Financial Times, they have been compiling what was already done as a survey by the Swiss bank UBS, right?
Okay.
So they've taken, you know, they basically made it readable. You know, the Swiss bank UBS went and they did all the surveys. The Financial Times took the details and they now can tell us in short form, because let's be honest, no one's the long form, who the richest people in the world are and how much money they have.
Right.
And in the pandemic, of course, there's been this tech boom. So a lot of these people have more money now. Well, of course, these people always make money, but they've had an exponential boom, almost like a viral boom
wow.
in their bank accounts. So the, who are they? Who are the 10 most rich people in the world?
Oh, we have a top 10, do we?
We do.
All right. Well, it calls for this then, doesn't it? So, right.
Yes. So Sergey Brin.
Oh, your man from Google.
That's him. He, along with Larry Page, he was the co-founder of Google. Until December 2019, he was president of something called Alphabet Inc. Never heard of it, but my God, did he make money out of it. And he is now worth $69.4 billion as of today.
Is he number 10?
He's number 10.
So it's the top 10 starts?
Yeah.
At nearly 70... So what is it, 64 billion?
69.4
billion. So nearly 70 billion.
Yeah.
And you're only making it to number 10.
You're only scraping into the top 10.
Wow.
And then Elon Musk, we all know Elon Musk, Mr. Tesla himself, Mr. SpaceX and PayPal. And everything else. You know, in fairness, he's a genius.
Yeah.
A weirdo. A complete weirdo, but a genius. Right? Yeah.
When you call your... What did he call his child?
Oh, I can't.
Some sort of weird formula or something. Yeah,
yeah, you know. It's unpronounceable. So he is in there at 70.2 billion is what he's worth. 70.2 billion.
I mean, these are figures like you. I mean,
yeah. This
could
is like,
you spend it?
No.
I mean, somebody would say yes, you could. You could do all sorts of things. You could give it to an entire nation or whatever. But generally speaking,
I suppose
when you're not that sort of money,
5 years rent in Dublin city centre, maybe that might do it. That might do it.
Yeah, you'd need to be in the top 10 for that.
Larry Page, internet entrepreneur, one of the co-founders of Google as well.
So they're separate. So he earns more than Sergey Brin.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's got more. Yeah,
that's
Larry
great,
Page.
Isn't it?
So 71.6 billion he has.
Right. So all that thing about let's get into a partnership 50-50, that went straight out the window.
Yeah, well, yeah, didn't it? Because he was part of this Alphabet Inc. as well.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's a bit of an extra share going towards Mr. Larry Page here.
So Sergey is in deficit to the tune of over 6 billion.
Not mad, isn't it? And like they'd probably feel hard done by. I mean, it can't change their lives in any way. There's literally nothing about that kind of difference of money that can change your life. Nothing.
Yeah.
You can have anything you want at a whim.
But you'd still want more.
You still go, oh, really? And you have more. It makes no difference. Unreal. Yeah. Warren Buffett, the man I thought was the richest man in the world, he's only seventh.
Oh, my God.
He's now in his ninth decade. He's in his 90s. Berkshire Hathaway chief executive, known as the Oracle of Omaha, apparently. Never knew any of this.
No.
One of the most successful inventors of all time. 77.
Inventors?
That's what they say, yeah. Investors.
Investor, yeah. I was just thinking.
Oh, jeez, I thought he invented a computer or something.
Doesn't he famously still work out of the same really small
office,
slightly dingy office?
Yeah, he does, yeah. And he only checks his email once a week. This is one of his things. Like, he only checks, you know, he's real old school.
He sees that as like as time thief. You know, all
exactly.
That checking emails and doing all that sort of stuff. It's a thief of time. You could be doing better things.
Busy fool and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's grand, isn't
What's
it?
He worth?
77 and a half billion.
Sure, what would he know?
And like Bill Gates, he says he's given 99% of it away when he's dead.
To charity, not to his family
or
kids or anything.
No, charity, yeah.
Yeah, say his kids love him.
Like, in fairness, you know what I mean? 1% of 77
billion.
Well,
that's billion. True enough. You wouldn't be stuck.
Make it two. Go on.
Yeah.
Go on. Steve Ballmer. Never heard of him.
No.
American was the former CEO of Microsoft. And he's the current owner of a thing called the LA Clippers. They're a basketball team, apparently.
All right.
And he's worth 77.7 billion. A guy called Mukesh Ambani has 80.3 billion. He's an Indian man. Controlling Reliance Industries. Don't know.
Never
oil
heard
complex.
Of that.
Into the top three. Mark Zuckerberg. 100 billion. Now we're topping the big money. Now we're into the three. Figure top of your thing of me jobs there now.
Mr. Interfere in your privacy himself. Is 100 billion pounds to the good.
Yeah. Imagine he's the type of person. He conned people into thinking that it was okay to put our personal details into Facebook so you could complain about an app about coronavirus. Like, this guy's unbelievable. Like, he literally has everything. He knows everything about you. Mark Zuckerberg, famously Facebook, in 2004, was that all? Feels like it's been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like it's been around forever. And he was only 19 when he became one of the richest men in the world. Bill Gates, 120 billion.
Right, so he's second place.
Second place. And Jeff Bezos. It is Jeff Bezos, Mr. Right. Amazon. 190 billion $100.
Oh my God.
$190.
So he's nearly double.
Nearly double.
What Mark Zuckerberg,
Zuckerberg is. Yeah. He makes Zuckerberg look like he's only like a joker.
Oh my God.
Only a cheapskate tosser.
I mean,
only
young for that. Could you even get your head around almost $200 billion?
No, like, I can't. Like, I mean, how many countries does it take?
Well, that's what I was just going
to
say.
How many countries in Europe has that as? Would you have to add up to get that as profit? You know,
yeah.
We owe nothing.
Or even when you're hearing, when you're listening to the budget, you know what I mean? We're going to be spending $1 billion on whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. He's $190 billion.
Oh my God!
Now, he doesn't even need to get Wi-Fi into the house because he can just buy the internet.
Yeah,
I own it.
Yeah,
he can lease the internet.
In fact,
to you.
He wouldn't have to look anything up. He could literally hire the experts to come to his house and tell him in person.
He just shouted out the window, and someone has to shout back the answers. Unbelievable! It's like it's unbelievable.
Oh man!
Yeah, I tell you, so I feel like a bit bad or something now. Yeah. I still haven't got a gaff, by the way. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, can't make me leak.
Yeah, living the crazy life in honour of all of our billionaires that we were talking about on the Rich List. Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca here at Classic Hits 7:23. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just been talking about the top 10 richest people in the world.
Unreal.
Imagine the begging letters.
Oh, God.
You imagine?
Yeah. I can't. I know.
There'd be all those letters arriving on your desk going, you know, Dear Jeff, I have a leak in my house on Northside Dublin. I've tried everything. Could you please give me the money to fix it?
I'd be like, the stuff I want.
Yours sincerely, PJ.
No, I'd be writing them. There's the stuff I want on Amazon, but you only ship it to the UK, and I'm raging, and I don't want to do that parcel motel thing. Is there any chance you could buy it for us and send it directly to the house?
Oh man, it must be incredible. I mean, they must get. Must be never ending. Of every scale, people who want to build who knows what, you know what I mean?
Know.
All sorts of good causes and all sorts of like, it must be just never ending. People asking you for money.
I mean, it's still nice to have it, yeah,
exactly. I mean,
even a bit of it, even like 0.1% of it,
yeah.
Even just
How much is the lotto tonight? It's lotto day today.
I don't know. I don't play the lotto. I get too upset every time I lose. I get too upset. Can't even put a. I literally can't put a tenner on a football match. I'm getting very upset if I don't win it. So there's a lotto thing.
Gambling's not really for you.
Yeah, no. I take too pale. Although I do like it. You know, every so often I do it and I lose, and then I feel like I'm thumped in the face. And I go, I'm not doing that. At the moment I'm on, and absolutely I'm not playing that game because I think it's very unfair I'm not allowed to win all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I find it very unfair I'm not allowed to win all the time.
What sort of rules are they?
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, what we can do for you though is give you the chance to win 2,100 and...
2,120 quid.
Cool, that'll do. That's our Hitbit jackpot at the moment. Magic Mike is always standing by on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. But, as always, a good place to start is classichits.ie. Guaranteed Irish from the Boomtown Rats. I don't like Mondays here at Classic Hits. Almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Almost time for the Hitbit. Final call. Magic Mike standing by, as always, on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play. And speaking of the Hitbit, of course, yesterday, when we played the Hitbit, we had... I think it's fair to say it was a first, PJ.
Very much so.
To the best of my knowledge, anyway.
We're playing the Hitbit, big money as it is, don't you know? Especially yesterday was a sort of a big double money day. Because, you know, with the bank holiday Monday and all that. And we were on the phone to Leon Anderson. And Leon Anderson was sitting in his car outside a hospital, waiting on a bundle of joy while trying to win a bundle of another.
It was a strange kind of situation because you'd imagine that maybe he might have been a little bit preoccupied, but no. Despite the fact that a child was on its way, Leon decided, I'm not letting the opportunity to have a go at the Hitbit pass me by.
Yeah.
So we had to find out. When we signed off yesterday, there had been no movement.
Yes, he did not win the money.
Nor had a child arrived.
That too.
At that stage. So we figured we can't let this go. So, Leon Anderson, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, lads. What's story.
How are you, sir? You are now a proud daddy.
Yes, yes, yes. Excellent. I won the main prize yesterday.
Absolutely, yeah. You got the big one. You sound like a tired man.
A little bit tired, but out and about, just dropping my young flat to work. No, not the new young flat to work.
I was just going to say, that's moving fast. Yeah.
Yeah, my eldest, so...
Well, that's great stuff. So, So you welcomed a new Max Anderson to the world. What a name that is. Sounds like a movie star already.
Yeah. And I realised that there was a new signing there recently to an English Premier football team. And his name was Max Anderson as well. So
brilliant. He's destined for fame and success. So listen, obviously everything went really well, Leon, yeah, because we got a phenomenal reaction. Magic Mike put the photograph that you had sent us on the WhatsApp when you were in the car park and all that waiting to go. And and then he'd also put up the little photograph that you sent us when Baby Max was in the world. And it got a phenomenal response on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, to be honest, but... yeah, it's just a bit of good news out of the doom and gloom that we're so used to listening to on the radio every day with, you know, with COVID and stuff like that. It's no harm to get a little bit of good news.
Yeah, a bit of new life is always a good thing. And come here, listen, what are we talking here now? Are we talking a small turkey? Give us the details. What was the old weight and all that?
7 pounds, 7 pounds, 7 ounces.
Oh, that's a healthy one.
Yeah, yeah. Middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
10 pounder would be classed as big.
Yeah.
5 would be a little bit small. So 7, yeah.
That'll do nicely. And everybody's well, yeah. What's your other half's name?
My wife's name is Laura.
Laura, okay. Because poor old Laura didn't even get a mention.
She did all the work and never got a mention.
And can I just, say congratulations to my beautiful wife and thank you for just giving me another little bundle of joy.
Happy days.
Oh, you're romantic, El Sod.
Ah, you see.
Hopefully this fella might learn a few magic tricks to take after his old man. But
I don't know about that.
You never know. Listen, Leon, it's been great chatting to you. Delighted that Baby Max is all fit and healthy and well. And give our regards to Laura and all the rest of it. And listen, happy days ahead, hopefully, for you, Leon. Thanks a million for chatting to us.
Cheers, guys.
Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
Bye-bye
now. See, there you go, PJ. Oh, look at that. Literally, I was going to bring it up with Leon that I was a bit disappointed that it was Baby Max. And not, you know, Baby Jim or Baby PJ.
I know, Jim J would have been a nice name to it. Yeah,
like, I didn't want to push me luck, but...
I know. I'm also surprised...
Like, considering he was born while we were on the air.
Was he born?
And his dad was, you know, chatting to... Well, I don't know. Look, it just worked.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
And his dad was chatting to us and everything. I thought that might... I mean, I hope it's Baby Max James. Or Baby Max Pineapple Juice or whatever your name is.
Yeah, that's definitely me too.
Yeah,
fair play. Poor little fella. Anyway, poor you. I'm talking about Jim. Jim's a poor little fella I'm talking about here, by the way.
Anyway, well done. So listen, okay, maybe no babies on the scene for this for the Hitbit today, but...
There you go. I'm genuinely surprised Leon didn't have another go at the Hitbit while he had a chance. He didn't just spit out, is it wet, wet, wet?
Classic hits.
And now, the Hitbit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hitbit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Oh, I had me fainter down. I didn't
Unbelievable.
Scream.
Oh, my God. The nation is in shock.
I had me button down.
You have one thing to do, one fader to push up and speak into the microphone.
And I did. I just did it too. I sang away to myself and then realised no one heard it.
Right, we're off to an illustrious day. It's been a strange day. Was there a full moon or something?
It's
been a strange day.
It's the ghoulies in the air, I'm telling you.
That's probably what it is. But anyway, look, at least we still have the Hitbit. And by the way, we're going to be chatting to Mike when the Hitbit is over because, I mean, people are wondering about this Bell End business and, you know, the Hitbit being extended and all that, yeah. But anyway, in the meantime, shall we do this?
Let's do it. Here's one more listen to what the Hitbit sounds like. And that's it. We're 2,120 quid today. Quite a lot of cash at stake as usual. And Helen is going to go first this morning. Hiya, Helen.
Hello. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Helen. How are you getting on?
Grand. Not a bother.
You sound, by the way, like you're talking to us from the toilet.
Do I?
Yeah. You're either in a toilet or a biscuit tin.
No.
Well, so are you at home or are you in work or are you skiving off?
Home.
You're at home. Okay, very good. And what's the day? What's the plan for today? Is there one?
I'm working from home.
All right.
Delighted with that, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. No travelling.
In her echo chamber.
In your echo chamber. Yeah, what do you do? Do you test Volvos or something like that? It's a little wind tunnel you have or something. So, Helen, let's try and give you some money. What do you think it is?
Okay, I think it's Take That Back for Good.
Oh, Back for Good.
Oh,
right,
Back
take
for
that,
Good. Right.
Okay, Magic Mike.
Here we go, heading west to Magical Michael.
Okay, Helen, look, let's just get it over with. You are wrong, unfortunately. I'm so sorry. But look, Helen, don't give up because, you know, I want you back to give it another go. I want you back.
Oh, my dear God.
I want you back.
You're going to
hit. There wasn't even a hint of a tune in that, Michael.
Oh, there was an awkwardness there.
There was an awkwardness there. Yeah, yeah.
I even felt that in Galway.
Now, Helen's glad she's hiding in a wind tunnel.
I'd say, good job,
right.
Yeah. She's underground or wherever she is. Helen, have a good day. Take care of yourself.
You too, bye.
Cheers.
See,
bye-bye now.
So, Carol up next. How are you, Carol?
How's it going, PJ?
Not too bad at all, Carol. How are you?
I'm grand. Not a bother.
And what's your plans for the day ahead?
Not a thing.
Good stuff, yeah. I think you're like most of us in the country, to be honest with you.
Yeah, just lazing around, that's it.
Letting the day pass you by, exactly. Yeah. What part of the country will you be letting it pass you by?
I'm in gorgeous Bray.
And Bray, all right. I have to say, I felt bad for Bray yesterday.
Why, what happened?
1 point off winning the championship yesterday.
Oh, right, in the League of Ireland.
In the League
right.
of Ireland, yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant the area in general.
Oh, no, well, they always...
You made it sound like there had to be some sort of catastrophe.
Well, Bray is very unlucky that it's not part of the Greater Dublin area.
Excuse me, right? The dart goes out there.
It does.
There you go. Dublin area rapid transport.
Goes to Greystones as well.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So wash your mouth out,
it.
Gallagher.
So we claim it. Right, so Helen, we'd love to give you... Oh, sorry, Carol, we'd love to give you the money this morning. Send it out to Bray. What do you think?
I'll bring it home with me, actually, Carol, if you win it. I'll drop it off on the way home.
Cheers for that, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Right, go for it, take the cash.
It's In Excess, Guns in the Sky.
Oh, what a song.
Wow.
That whole album is just amazing. Right, so
Belter, Mike.
Okay, Carol, it may be an amazing song, but unfortunately it isn't an amazing guess. It is wrong, Carol. I'm so sorry. But Carol, you know, Carol, I need you tonight now to think of another one.
Jeepers.
Oh, my God.
He's doing sound effects to try and save himself.
He's actually
unbelievable.
Doing instrument sounds.
Was a good one.
Human jukebox he's doing now. Carol, I can only apologise, Carol, on all of our behalves. On behalf of the station as well.
Yeah.
Listen, take care of yourself, Carol. Have a good day.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
See you, Carol. Good luck.
What are you like, Michael?
Sorry about that, lads.
Do you want to do a little sound effect here?
No.
Wham! Wake me up before you go here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 28th of October. Happy hump day to you folks. Breakfast table quiz on the way this hour, of course. And it is, once again, an exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie. And also the added bonus of picking yourself up a fabulous Classic Hits mask or face covering.
Indeed.
Whatever you want to call it. You'll be beautiful in your purple face covering.
I'm telling you, you'll be royally protected from both... virus and cold.
Exactly.
Crack on you.
That is actually, have you noticed that? That the wearing of the face covering thing, actually when it is chilly out, it's actually like a mild benefit.
Oh, I'm into it. Yeah,
it's like having a snood on.
It's like, you know, like a scarf extension.
Exactly.
How I would look at it. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, your chance to win, as I say, the face mask just for even taking part. If you can convince Magic Mike to let you on and play, you'll pick that one up. And then, of course, the top score this week. All courtesy, by the way, of jackandjade.com, suppliers and purveyors of the fantastic Classic Hits hoodie. So that's on the way. Also, if you're on the lookout for love now, as you know, we have our very own, we're very lucky to have our very own resident love doctor. There's not much this man doesn't know about the trials and tribulations of relationships and, you know, the course of true love not running smooth and all that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, if you're talking about the sharp end of it, yeah.
So
not running smooth, yeah.
So PJ is on the case again, constantly on the lookout for new ways to bring love into your lives.
Well,
out
to
there.
Be honest, I'm constantly on the way of repelling any sort of, you know, intimate relationships, as I find them deeply uncomfortable and sort of disturbing, you know.
And this is an added an extra layer of discomfort for you, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, this does. I have to say, I'm so glad I'm not on the dating scene. I just find it so difficult, especially during pandemic and all of that, you know. You can't even see someone's face. Would you get over it? And never mind, then you have to go online now. You know, if you want to meet anybody, it's the way you do it. There is no outdoor social scene as such anymore.
Yeah,
so you
can't casually bump into people. Or
no, if you do, you'd be like, keep your distance.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, there's none of that. Like it used to be in those rom-coms where people bump into each other and a bunch of books come tumbling to the ground and you both kneel down at the same time and make eye contact. And then one of you goes, wow. Now you make eye contact. It's like, are you all right? Keep your distance. I shouldn't be masking your ear, you tick. You know, it's a different world. You got to go online. You got to get online. It's the only way to meet people.
Absolutely.
And that means the dating apps are going off the charts. We heard last week about Facebook have launched their new dating app. The last people I want to meet are the people I see on Facebook. And now Tinder has launched its new video chat feature, face-to-face. So you can now sort of essentially have a face-to-face, a Zoom call, if you will.
What's Tinder? Is Tinder the left and right swiping business?
That's the business. That's right. That one. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's the business there. So, you know, you swipe.
And what happens, by the way? So you swipe. So obviously one means that's a positive.
Swipe left, I think you're getting rid of them.
Right.
Swipe right, it means you like someone.
And what happened? They get a notification like them.
And then they say, oh, this fella is into me or whatever. And then she can suss you out. You know, either way it works. And then she can either swipe right again, then you get a match.
Right.
You start chatting to each other or whatever. Or else she swipes left and you're just like, good luck. I will see you on your next revolution of the wheel. And I will reject you then again, as I have just done now.
Perfect.
You know,
right,
so
okay,
that's
grand.
How it works.
So now, mutual matches now would actually be able to have a face-to-face conversation.
Yeah.
Well, a Zoom chat of sorts.
Of sorts, Zoom being a totally different app, but that's what everybody's calling video calling now. So you would have, whereas beforehand you would be left texting each other until you had the uncomfortable first date. Now you can have the uncomfortable first date and let that fail before you ever even get to meet each other.
Yeah,
I suppose so.
Save you going out, like you can have that awkward. Because let's face it, you know the awkward silences that invariably crop up.
Oh God, yeah.
On those early days
of killer
when you're stuck
killer.
For what to say, or
killer,
or
yeah.
an interesting question to ask, or whatever. Now, nothing better than doing that in an environment where your internet might fail.
Yeah.
And you'd be left with a weird face frozen on the screen. Yeah,
maybe with a bit of delay. No, you go ahead.
What? Were you saying?
You were going to say something, were you?
Oh, yeah. I was going to... No.
No, go on, you ahead.
Yeah. No, no, after you.
I was just... Yeah, this is going well. I think this is going well. Do you think this is going well?
Oh, man, that was big.
Oh, hold on, I muted you. Yeah, I know.
I cannot think of anything worse.
Neither can I. I mean, first dates are difficult enough. Never mind trying to do them through a screen. Can you even imagine it? You're going to have all of that, so you can't get out of it. That's the big problem as well.
Especially, imagine if you were doing that. If you were doing that suppose you were sharing a flat or something with, you know, friends or whatever else. I mean, imagine trying to do that first date thing via video link.
I know.
While people are in the background going, hey, is this your underwear, is it? What's it doing in the kitchen? What is going on?
Who's shouting at you? Oh, that's my wife.
Yeah.
She's always like, this is why I'm online. We're always fighting.
Yeah.
Always fighting.
Oh,
She's on the Bumble. She doesn't go for this at all. She thinks these video chats are too awkward. I know what you mean.
It doesn't. I don't know, man. I don't know how this is going to fly.
Like, there's a long time. There's a long way. A history of here's what happens. I go on a date. If it's not going well, I will send you a text, maybe a blank text. Then you will then phone me. I'll answer the phone. You will tell me on the phone, there's been an emergency.
Yeah.
The dog has had. The dog has swallowed 16 Kit Kats. Whatever it is. You get me out of there. And then I go. It's very hard to get out of a date when you're already in your own home. Oh my God, I have to go. I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's it. Why?
Yeah.
I've got a very bad dose of the trots. This isn't working.
I can hear something. I think my radiator is about to leak. Beg your pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes that sound sometimes when it's going to leak. Really?
Yeah. Are you trying to get out of this? What? You're breaking up again. Then you'd be pretending to be frozen.
That's amazing. Imagine trying to do, you know, that thing on the phone where you go, sorry, you're breaking up. Sorry, what? No, I'm going through a tunnel. Imagine trying to do that on a video.
Video call.
Yeah, you're making, just doing that, just staying really still for a while going,
Yeah.
It must have frozen.
Pretend you're frozen, but your dog is walking around in the background. Oh, frozen. I can't move my lips. Or even in the screen. And that, the dog isn't frozen. It's
oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I think I'll just stick to being single, lonely, and stuffing my face with biscuits.
Guaranteed Irish, of course, and from the Mr. Bean movie, Boyzone, Picture of You. Actually, that's an idea. That's an idea if you want to do your video call, your Tinder video call.
Yeah.
You know, your first date kind of thing online stuff. Why not just go to the pictures? And obviously, the safety of your own house.
What do you
mean? So literally, so you do your Tinder call or whatever. Say, how are you? Grant, how are you? Yeah, Grant, good stuff. Listen, I thought you know maybe we'd like go to the movies. I can't. Yeah, but I have one here. I thought it. If I put it on my computer and we screen share, we can just both watch the movie.
I always thought that's a decent thing to do. I have to say, I've had this.
So you in your house just watching the movie on your own.
I think it's a good idea.
And them in their house watching their movie on or watching. In fact, there you go. You could even choose to watch separate movies. It'd be the best date night ever.
Oh, I don't.
They could choose maybe to watch a rom-com. You could choose to watch a horror something.
I don't know about that. You'd be there. I'd just turn around. Will you turn that off? It's the storm. It's ruining the tension. Whereas if you, what I always thought would be a decent idea is you genuinely go, you both go onto Netflix, right?
Yeah.
And you both go, okay, we're going to watch this movie. 3, 2, 1, go. You both press at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you sit there and you can watch the movie together.
Via your video link, is that what you mean?
Yeah, but yeah. It takes a lot of screens. I grant it takes a lot of screens.
Yeah, but still.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or else you could have a meal, you know what I mean? And they could cook what they want for themselves and you could cook what you want, you know?
Gotcha.
And there'd be no fear of anybody stealing your chips.
It's true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cook along. Get a little cook along. A cook along date. No, it might actually be a bit of crack.
Yeah. I think there might be something in this, BJ. There might be something in this.
Be terrible though if you're like, you see, the problem is you can't get out of these. If they're not going well, it's very hard to press an eject button. Well, it's not. Yes, you just pull down the laptop and then change your phone number.
Papa Don't Preach Madonna here at Classic Hits. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Prize just for playing one of the Classic Hits face masks up for grabs just for getting on to play. Magic Mike is always standing by WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play and if you can beat that score of 11. Who knows? Maybe the Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie will be heading your way as well. Now, it's often, actually, speaking of Magic Mike, right, it's often that we've given Magic Mike a bit of a hard time over
really
being a little bit on the kind of yuppie side, really, isn't he?
A hipster.
Yuppie.
Else, yeah.
Yuppie, my God.
That was the 80s, man. You felt, you've
I told
gone
you this is a weird
there.
Day today.
Yeah.
Very strange goings on today. But anyway, yeah, the hipster side of things with his avocados and all sorts of carry on. Well, it turns out that unbeknownst, possibly even to himself, PJ Gallagher is the most hipster
ahead of the game
of individuals.
Ahead of the game. I never knew I was a snoot when it came to food, and it turns out I am, because there's a new hipster craze, a new sort of, you know, the new fashionable food fad out there. Avocados, pah, yesterday's news. Nobody's munching avocados anymore. Apart from, you know, basically they're cold mashed potato. That's what I always think. I feel like I kind of like them, but they're cold mashed potato. That's what they taste like, is cold mashed potatoes, right?
Right.
But they're gone. Yesterday's news.
Yeah.
The new one is now figs. Figs are in. Avocados are out.
Figs.
Figs. Figs on toast is the new thing. So that it's all over Instagram, and they, as we know, that's where all the cool kids are.
Wait
hanging.
A second. Are figs not a fruit?
Figs are, I don't know what they are. I love them. I love figs. I love figs. I
as in
know.
A fig roll?
No, fig rolls, you imbecile. Get away out of that.
What's wrong with a fig roll? Sorry, fig roll is a thing of beauty.
I meant philistine, not imbecile, by the way. That was a very rude
although, to be a Freudian slip, the way today is going, imbecile is quite accurate.
The pair was in it.
But, yeah, what's wrong with it? You don't like a fig roll?
I do like a fig roll. I like a fig roll.
Yeah.
I love a fig. I never even knew I'd love a fig until I was in Cork all last summer doing the Young Offenders. And for some reason, part of the catering, a couple of the days, there was these big bags of just figs. Big bags of figs, and I couldn't stop eating them. I mean, I couldn't stop eating them.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Did it cause you to loosen or anything?
No, are they supposed to do that?
I don't know.
I'm permanently...
No, they're prunes, actually.
Prunes
right. Loosen you. Oh, I don't know if figs loosen you.
I was lucky there now. Yeah. If anything, I had the opposite effect, I'd say, you know. a lot of black teeth now. My teeth are fairly black with the old fig dust.
What do they taste like? Does it taste like fig rolls?
It's one of those. I'm going to be really annoying now and just tell you they just taste like figs. They're not really like anything.
Right.
Like a dirty pear, maybe. Like a dirty pear, like a barbecue pear. Like
that's
dirty.
An amazing description.
Yeah, I
was. You know what I'd love now? A dirty pear.
I'd love a dirty pear.
Dirty pear what? No, I mean a dirty pear.
Just a dirty
like a fig.
Pear. Yeah, dirty pear on the toaster. And I have that, and they're gorgeous. Now, people are, all the hipsters are putting them. Put them on toast with nuts and honey and.
But then it must be. It must be a fruit. It must be like a form of jam. You can probably get a fig jam, can you?
No, I couldn't stop Googling the pictures and all of it. Now they're actually just slicing them.
Oh, really?
They're slicing them and putting them sort of like not even thinly, sort of big lumps of figs on sourdough and all. Jim, I know.
You know where else you can get fig?
Where?
Christmas pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Bring us some figgy pudding.
I hate that stuff. I hate that.
Just couldn't resist the opportunity to get a bit of get a bit of Christmas into PJ's life there.
Oh, God. Christmas pudding. Oh, God. They look deadly, I have to say.
Now, excuse me for cutting across you, but Paddy in Cork is a vital piece of information for you before you get too carried away with your figs. He says, you're on the right track there, Jim. Before prunes, we were given syrup of figs to keep us regular, if you know what I mean.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just maybe I can just count on my own regularity as it is that I didn't notice a change.
Constitution of a horse.
Exactly. I tell you, I could chew hay; it wouldn't make any difference. You know what I mean? I'm like, I keep time by when I go to the toilet. Time.
Great.
I tell you, a Rolex can keep time. Like my Tom can keep time. I mean, I'm Rick. Like
you've got like it's like a Swiss bottom, haven't you?
I have a Swiss bottom. Honestly,
it literally is. It's to the second perfect.
It's more accurate than the sun.
Actually, it's very similar to a Rolex insofar as that the constant motion. It's actually quite appropriate because your bottom is generally in some sort of constant motion. There's always something going on with it.
Can we get back to the figs, please? I mean, we're having a nice conversation about food. Now we're talking about the clockwork bottom of a man. Of which
right, so figs are the new thing. If you're nobody unless you're having figs on toast.
Nobody if you're not having figs on toast. I have to say they look fabulous. I'm in my 40s. Like I'm supposed to hate new things.
Yeah.
I suppose that's the way you hit 40s. And all new things, basically anything that comes from 20 years later than when you were 20 is rubbish. Everything's rubbish when you hit your 40s.
Yeah, but this one kind of snuck up on you because, like, you know, you were there hanging out with the cool kids on the Young Offenders.
This is
while
it.
They were all munching their figs.
I tell you, Jim, they look. I'm going to have to bring some figs in and make you taste them. Because you don't look like you're a very, like, much of a fig muncher. You know what I mean?
Unless, as I say, it's in a biscuity roll. You know what I mean? With a nice cup of tea.
I know, but like, imagine a really nice, fresh fig roll.
Right.
And it's on a plate, and there's a drizzle of honey, and maybe a little pine nut beside it, and a touch of ricotta cheese. You know what I mean?
You ruined it there with the ricotta cheese.
Really?
Yeah. Although, no, I can imagine a fig with cheese would be nice.
Yeah.
In the same way as, you know, like sometimes if you have grapes with cheese, it can be good and stuff like that, or small pineapple chunks with cheese.
See, now I think you've ruined it with the grapes. I think you've ruined it now. We're just not going to get on as far as our fruits are concerned.
Right.
You have your fruits, I have mine.
Yeah. But just, it's not, you can't, it's apples and oranges really, isn't it? Or figs and grapes in this case.
Figs and grapes, yeah. I'm all figs. Regular as clockwork. And you're like a bunch of hospital grapes on your way to be mixed up with Lucozade and ruin the experience with everybody.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's, CKES.ie.
Now, again, this week, we've got to say huge thanks to the lovely people at jackandjade.com in Kildare there. They do all of the embroidery and printing and signage and you name it. They do it. Jackandjade.com if you want to check it out. And, of course, they give us these incredible Classic Hits hoodies, the PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodies. Fantastic. That's our main prize this week. And we've also got the face masks, which they provide for us as well. And they are, we're going to give those away just for playing.
Just for playing, yeah. They get one of them every single day. But, of course, highest score at the end of the week gets the hoodie and the face mask set in resplendent purple, royal purple as well.
Regal. Absolutely lovely.
Unbelievable, so it is. And Kira Kelly is going to play this morning. So how are you getting on, Kira?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, good. Kira, where are you in the world?
I'm in, currently between Tralee and Killarney in County Kerry.
Oh, and what has you between Tralee and Killarney?
I'm on my way to work, so I pulled over and at the side of a road.
Right, that'll do, okay.
So, yes. So you look, you probably look like you're stranded somewhere, do you?
Yeah, more than likely.
Right.
There'd, be, there'd be all sorts of people pulling up going, you okay?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah. Are you on the quiz?
I might throw on the own hazards there and put up a sign quiz on the window.
Exactly.
Yeah, do. Exactly. Yeah. See if you get stopped or cheered on. Maybe you get an audience.
Exactly. You might get a few people around to help you out. Anyway, right. Will we do it?
Yeah, that's it. What's the score to beat again?
It's 11 to
11,
beat.
11. So 12 or more is what we're looking for, Ciara.
The Dirty Dozen will do it for you, Ciara. You good to go?
Yep.
Best of luck. PJ, all good?
Think so.
Here we go.
Alpha is the first letter and Omega is the last letter of what alphabet?
Greek.
Who did Bill Clinton succeed as American president?
George W. Bush.
Yeah, if you were sailing from Dunleary to Holyhead, what sea are you crossing?
I don't know, pass.
The Irish Sea, is a Bramley an eating or a cooking apple?
Cooking.
Yeah, complete the full title of this Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, Joseph and the what?
Multicoloured technical raincoat.
I don't know. Who sang the theme tune to the 1997 film Titanic?
Celine Dion.
What TV sitcom was set in Craggy Island?
Fog's Head.
What fungus is used to make beer?
Hops.
Yeast. The senior males of what animal are called silverbacks?
Whale.
A gorilla. What group's version of No Woman, No Cry was a chart hit in 1996?
Bob Marley.
Fuji's. What European country lies between Spain, Italy, Germany and Belgium?
I don't know, pass.
France. What film and comic hero had a girlfriend called Dale Arden?
Pass.
It was Flash Gordon.
Dear.
Some tricky ones there, in fairness.
They were a lot tougher than yesterday.
They were, in fairness. Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, but I definitely, definitely want to see Joseph and the amazing multicoloured raincoat.
Yeah.
I'd be killed for that.
Oh, no, don't. Don't apologise for that, Ciara. That is the greatest musical ever.
Yeah.
The multicoloured raincoat. Fabulous.
Raincoat.
Right, here we go. It was a score of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Ciara. But to be fair, they were way, way tougher than yesterday.
Yeah, there was some real sticky ones in there.
I got my mask anyway, so that's all I'm happy about.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so you can hide behind that.
Before I go, can I quickly say a shout out to my mum?
Yeah.
She used to drive up and down to Cork, 2-hour commute every morning to my niece. And she says that you two guys are the only thing that kept her going every morning.
Oh, well.
Wow. She loves the show.
And what's her name?
Sheila.
Sheila. Sheila Kelly, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Sheila Kelly.
Sheila Kelly, thank you very much indeed. You are a woman of impeccable taste, may I say. And you've raised a wonderful daughter.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Ciara, have a great day. Take care of yourself.
You
thank
too.
You. Cheers.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.